Gunman for the Kinahan organised crime group who tried to murder a rival Hutch gang member almost 3 years ago faces a sentence of up to life imprisonment, the Special Criminal Court heard today. 29-year-old Carolyn Smith, a father of three from Cuchulainn Court, Donore, County Meath, shot James Gately five times on May 10th, 2017. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds has more on this. First of all, Paul, remind us of something of the background of this case, if you would.
Well, the background, Brian, is in organised crime and the ongoing Hutch-Kinahan feud. Quaylen Smith had the Hutch gang member James Gately under surveillance, and he followed him before shooting him five times at the Topaz petrol station, which is near Dublin Airport, on the 10th of May 2017. Now, four of the bullets hit Gately's bulletproof vest. He was aware his life was in danger and he was wearing a bulletproof vest, but the fifth hit him in the jaw. He survived. He was seriously injured. He declined to give evidence in court or make a victim impact statement. Quaylen Smith then drove north to Drumiskin in County Louth, where he met 53-year-old Gary McAreevy, who had bought a container of petrol and helped Smith burn out the getaway car. That car was a black 2.5-litre automatic Lexus with tinted windows and a diplomatic CD plate. It had previously been owned by the Pakistani embassy before it was bought for $3,700 in cash. Now, McAreevy, a father of three, was convicted of acting to impede a prosecution, while Smith was found guilty of attempted murder and possession of a firearm with intent to endanger life. The shooting was the second attempt on Gately's life in 6 months. The previous month, the Lithuanian hitman Imre Arakis had been contracted by the Kinahan gang to shoot Gately, but he was caught and convicted at the Special Criminal Court as well.
So what, Paul, will happen in court today then?
Well, today we heard mitigation, we heard background in relation to the two men. We heard Quaylen Smith has 36 previous convictions, including for burglary and possession of stolen goods at circuit court level. His defence counsel said he was an All-Ireland boxing champion at 12 years of age. His parents had separated when he was a child. He left school after junior cert. He worked in retail, construction and security. He was also, though, a target in the ongoing Coolock drugs feud. Gary McAreevy, the court heard, has a significant disability but was a painter and decorator and a good neighbour. He has a conviction for recklessly discharging a legally held firearm, but it was dealt with through community service, so he has no record of serious crime. He was not involved in the shooting and not a member of any organised crime gang. So Mr Justice Tony Hunt noted today that the maximum sentence for attempted murder was life in prison, and he said the attempt by Quaylen Smith was at the top end of the scale, but he remanded both men in custody to be sentenced in 3 weeks' time.
Very good, Paul Reynolds. Thank you very much for that.